In Texas, officials say they will cut off state funding to Planned Parenthood. That's after a federal appeals court paved the way last week. The ruling by a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says Texas can defund the health clinics because Planned Parenthood is associated with abortion. Planned Parenthood warned that more than 50,000 poor women could lose access to health care, but many Texas officials cheered the ruling, which could reverberate to other states targeting the organization. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Texas Governor Rick Perry and the Republican legislature have been locked in an ongoing battle with Planned Parenthood over state funding for years. None of the Planned Parenthood clinics that perform abortions receive any state or federal taxpayer dollars, but Republicans also want to defund the Planned Parenthood clinics that provide preventative health services to the poor. With the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision, that path is now clear. Lucy Nashet is a spokesperson for Governor Perry.
The ruling affirms that the Texas Women's Health Program has no obligation to fund organizations that promote abortion, including Planned Parenthood. You know, this decision is a win for Texas women, first and foremost. It's a win for our rule of law and for our state's priority to protect life.
The Fifth Circuit's decision is a reversal of a lower court's ruling that stopped Texas from defunding Planned Parenthood on the grounds that Texas's action was unconstitutional. In the past, federal courts have ruled that states can't defund Planned Parenthood clinics just because they affiliate with abortion providers, that violates Planned Parenthood's right to free speech and free association, as well as federal regulations. So, to try to get around this obstacle, Governor Perry decided to forego federal funding, even though the federal government pays 90% of the program's cost. And that seems to have opened the door for the Fifth Circuit's decision.
The court is very clear that the Texas policy is constitutional to the extent that it limits funding to Planned Parenthood in both its affiliate and its non-abortion providing entities.
Stephanie Lindquist is a law professor at the University of Texas who's been following this legal battle. Lindquist says the Fifth Circuit's decision focused not on Planned Parenthood's First Amendment rights, but on the state of Texas's. While 95% of Planned Parenthood's money goes to provide health care services to tens of thousands of low-income women, it's also the state's largest provider of abortions, and the appeals court focused on that, ruling the name Planned Parenthood equates with abortion. So the court reasoned, if Texas doesn't want to fund an organization it believes is promoting abortion, it doesn't have to. Professor Lindquist says the decision is a real blow to Planned Parenthood.
It will provide other states who are interested in limiting abortion funding or funding for abortion-related organizations. It will provide them with a roadmap, especially if they choose to forgo federal dollars.
Just how many states would be willing to follow in Texas's footsteps and forego federal funding for their women's health programs is an open question. As for Planned Parenthood in Texas, Lindquist says they can appeal, but with the current makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court, that might be a gamble. Or they could consider changing the name of their clinics that provide services to women.
Yeah, I suppose changing the name, I mean, that's... Planned Parenthood doesn't want to do that, I presume, but... It is about the identifying mark of Planned Parenthood, and that mark is associated, I assume, in the mind of Texas regulators and legislators with the provision of elected abortions.
But that might not be any guarantee either. Texas is likely to decide it won't fund any clinic that is willing to refer a woman seeking an abortion, no matter what the clinic is called. And the court could well uphold that, too. Helene Krasnov is Planned Parenthood's lead counsel.
Of course we're disappointed. The case has never been about, you know, Planned Parenthood, though. It's been about the tens of thousands of low-income Texas women who rely on our health centers for preventive health services like cancer screenings and birth control, well women exams. And we're going to evaluate every possible legal option to protect their health.
In the wake of the Fifth Circuit's ruling, it's unclear where these tens of thousands of low-income Texas women might go. Planned Parenthood does have legal options, but none that are very attractive. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.